on Thursday, and this is one of these weeks, that's why I say who knows what's going to happen tonight, Yusmeiro Petit went out and retired at 46 straight, and it knocked one man out of the record book. And even when I do the trivia question, I still say he's the right guy, even though Mark Burley passed him. But he retired 41 straight as a Giant in 1972, and that is Jim Barr. And Jim, nice to have you with us. He joins us right here on KMBR 680. Jim, how are you?
Hey, Jim.
All right, Marty. How are you doing? Pecan, how are you doing?
Fantastic. Glad to have you on the show.
So, you know, it's a record that I've always respected, and I've always, even when Mark Burley went past you, I still said you had the record. But tell us how you got that record. It's kind of an interesting story, because back in 72, no one really understood what it meant.
Well, it was over a two-game. The first game was against the Pirates, and the pitcher led off the third inning with a base hit. And I got everybody else out after that, including striking out Roberto Clemente to end the game. Next day, they put the picture in the paper of me striking out Clemente, but they had reversed the negative. They showed me throwing left-handed and him hitting left-handed. So I said, that's even better, man. That shows that I can get anybody out throwing left-handed. But then I went to St. Louis, and the next game, I think the final score, I think, was 3-1, I think. And after the game was over, I'm walking down the hall going up into the clubhouse, and Jack Buck was his dad, but Joe Buck comes and gets me and says, Dad wants you on his radio show. He thinks you just set a record. And of course, my first thought was, a record? Well, two games in a row or something like that? You set a major league record? And he was looking it up in the record book as I walked into the room, so nobody really knew. So, but you know, when you're in a game like that, it's even like Bumgarner's game, that, you know, when he was score was nothing to nothing, he's got a perfect game going, even when the score got to be 2-0, and Manoah hits the leadoff double with no outs. Now you got the tying runner to play. You're still trying to win the game. So a lot of times, you know, when you have a no-hitter, you have probably in about the fifth inning, sixth inning, you start realizing what's going, because up till then you go, yeah, I feel pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good tonight. And you know, have an idea what's going on, but you're not thinking about it because it's a close game. You're just thinking of winning the game. So that's your number one objective.
Boy, and so here comes Joe Buck, and he tells you you broke a record. And I guess Harvey Haddix of the Pirates, and I remember that as I grew up, 12 perfect innings against the Milwaukee Braves, and he retired 36 in a row, and no one had gone past that until you did. So what did that record mean to you as time went on?
Well, to me, I was always a control pitcher. I could throw strikes pretty good. In fact, sometimes that's what got me in trouble, because the hitters knew I'd throw too many strikes, so I had to learn how. Like my very first spring training I went to, Larry Jansen, about halfway through spring training, I had a game against the Cubs where they beat me around pretty good. And the next day he goes, Jim, you're going to have to learn how to throw some balls. And so that kind of taught me that, you know, I can't just stand out there and throw strikes and let the hitters tee off. I got to move them off the plate, move them around, up, high, low. So, you know, the 41 to me meant, well, okay, it's about throwing strikes. I mean, when I watch games, I love pitchers that throw strikes, because you're at least giving yourself a chance. The guy swinging the bat, he swings the bat and hits a base hit, okay, gets a base hit. But when he hits the ball, at least you're giving yourself a chance for your defense to get the guy out. But when you throw four balls, you don't get to tag him out between home plate and first base, so he's automatically safe at first. So I love guys that throw strikes, and at least gives yourself a shot at. And when you throw strikes, good things are going to happen.
90 game winner with the Giants, Jim Barr here on KNBR 680. 3.41 ERA with the Giants over 10 seasons.
A
fantastic pitcher. Hey, you know, Jim, we hear about teams that have records, right? The 72 Dolphins, and when anybody approaches the undefeated streak, they start getting really animated. And when somebody doesn't get it, they pop the champagne. When pitchers were approaching your record, how did you feel about that? Did you want them to slip up, or were you cool with it if they surpassed you?
Oh, I didn't mind if they had. I mean, you know, in a way, that records are out there to be broken. You know, it gives somebody a shot, something to shoot for. It was just when Petit did it, I was happy that the fact that a Giant was breaking it. And when he got to 41, I said, well, you know, don't stop at 41, don't stop at 42. Let's go get the whole thing and get 46 and get everybody off else off the books and let's just have it here by ourselves. So I was happy for that he did. He got the 46.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, Jim, you were down here last night, I know, in the clubhouse. Did you get a chance to talk to Yusmeiro Petit?
Yes, I went in and saw him. It already arranged. I was going to come down with my son-in-law, and so we got in the game. And then, of course, what happened then on Thursday night, I said, well, perfect. I'm going to go to the game. I'm going to go down there, and I want to see. I want Murph introduced me to him. I congratulated him. We had a picture taken. Really a nice guy, too. I mean, he was super. It's just good to see guys like that that can be a nice guy and go out there and still do things good, too.
Boy, Jim Barr has been with us many times, and I'll ask you this. Did you get a ball autographed by him and one that you've autographed? That would be a nice keepsake.
Sure.
You know, that's interesting. I didn't. I autographed one for him, but I didn't get one from him. I didn't get an autographed ball from him. I should have done that. I'll have to do that next time.
Yeah, I'd love a copy of that one. That's a good one. That's a collector's item.
Yeah, and Jim, tell us about Yusmeiro Petit, his career. I mean, he's been a journeyman and been with a bunch of different teams, and I think the Giants found him down in the Mexican leagues, like Kenny Powers from Eastbound and Down. And here he is, 46 straight, up and down. Pretty neat career, huh?
It's really interesting when a guy goes from the bullpen to start. I did it a little bit when I was with the Angels. I did it a little bit when I was with the Giants. And, you know, your main frame of mind is you're trying to get into the moment. And it sounds kind of corny, but, you know, when you come in relief, you can't say, okay, you know, I'll hit or two later. You don't have that. And a lot of times, even as a starter, guys will struggle in the first inning because they just don't get into it. Then after the first inning, a couple guys get on base, whatever it might be. Then they start getting into the game. But, you know, when you're spot starting and coming out of the pen, you're having to jump back and forth. So your mentality a little bit changes. So it's nice to see a guy that, and of course he's been outstanding for the Giants this year, being able to do that, go from the bullpen to the starting role and then not get another start for, you know, who knows how long, 3 weeks, sometimes even longer, and then come back out of the bullpen. So that's impressive for him, what he did.
Well, Jim Barr with us. Jim, a last thought for you. Pat, if you want to jump in, please ask something as well. We had this little debate today about Lincecum throwing to Hector Sanchez. And since he's not throwing Hector Sanchez, all hell is broken loose here. I don't know if you threw the same catcher all the time, but is there any validity to that for this situation?
Well, yes and no. I mean, pitchers do get comfortable throwing to certain catchers because it's not so much you just like the way they catch it. It's like when they give an outside pitch, you know where his body's going to end up on the corner of the plate in relation. I mean, some guys, I had Dave Rader with me, was outstanding. He caught me for so many years. But when he called an inside pitch, outside pitch, I'd just shake off and not even wait for a sign and just go ahead and make the next pitch, not knowing where he was going to go because I knew where his body was going to end up. So that was a good target for me. Then I had other guys get back there and catch, and all of a sudden they give me an outside pitch, and they don't move, but they lean. And I don't like leaning catchers. I like catchers that sit up nice and square to you. So you do get a little bit comfortable with a certain catcher. But at the same time, you've got to understand that, hey, you know, there's a reason why this guy's catching. It's not just to give him time. It's because you're resting Posey or to get his bat going because he's hot at one time. And maybe because you're struggling. So if you're struggling, hey, you don't really have a whole lot to say about who's catching you.
All right. Hey, Jim, thank you so much. Great. As always, Jim, of course, up in Sacramento, college coach and pitched as a in the senior league forever. He still looks like he can get anyone out. So
awesome.
I appreciate you coming on with us. It's always informative, and we'll love to have you on before the end of the year again.
Nice talking to you, Jim.
All right, Patrick. Marty, thank you very much.
All right, have a good afternoon. Boy, that's a pitcher.